commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I don't have a problem with the city of Wausau using tax dollars to help prepare a site at the industrial park for a new tenant. That happens in landlord-tenant relations all the time. Will build to suit is common. If a company wants to move to Wausau but a city-owned building isn't quite right, the city might be willing to make modifications to make it happen. In this case, the city will cover the costs of moving a construction crane onto the site and will build a new wing and a parking area onto the old Fiskars building. Well, how much should the city spend? Well, that's a decision for city leaders. I think $650,000 for a company that promises 20 jobs initially and 50 more a few years down the road is a little bit rich. But that's a judgment call, and the city is putting in one-time costs for this project. The benefits of an ongoing concern, paying rent, employing local residents, expanding and paying taxes, should eventually narrow that imbalance between what the city puts in and the benefits the city gets back. So I don't think the city did anything wrong in its agreement with Ordered Motion Systems. But I am sympathetic to Ordered's competitor, Jarp Industries of Schofield. They've been a going concern since 1959, and they are expanding into the Wausau Industrial Park too, and they're doing it without a large-scale startup gift from the city. I would say this to them. If Jarp's expansion into Wausau made sense as a business decision, it should still make sense even if a competitor is setting up shop next door. But, as is too often the case, the decision-making process at Wausau City Hall stinks. City Council members have complained that the project came to them for a vote without any information attached to it. Instead, they got a blank packet that was added just before the deadline for new agenda items. And council members were told that their vote was a now-or-never decision, that the industrial park tenancy would not happen if they didn't act right away. Some council members say City Hall staff withheld information on purpose. That might be true. But then, shame on the council for voting blindly on more than $500,000 in taxpayer money. If you're not sure about an expenditure, then the correct vote is no. Wausau will get a new employer with growth potential. That's good. We'll also get more distrust and acrimony at City Hall, and while we're almost getting used to it, that's bad.